it's a little stock.
Basol, take one.
It's a big old fat motherfucker called
Blizzing Buzzard Buttocks.
Big Rigger and Spatchin Spatial.
Under my feet.
But look, with the biggest heavy band of all time.
I wouldn't ask you to do a drum roll if your arm fell off.
There was an incident with the pyrotechnics.
And Kirk!
Squillions of dollars and squillions of people.
How the fuck are you, Lars?
Piddly wants and wills and needs.
Lars Ulrich, drums and bongs.
What the fuck does that mean anyway?
I hate that fucking camera, man.
Well, since we started...
I'm talking about like a fucking live gig. You see this for, right?
What really gets my dick hard...
Mommy...
Yo, Duder, this is Bob O'Rourke from Chicago, Jeff and Shane's OG guest and ratings bar setter, and you're listening to him podcast for all. All right, then.
Welcome back to Podcast for All. I'm Shane Obershaw.
And I'm Jeff Winslow.
It says on the screen that your actual recording is at a higher quality tonight.
Yeah, you know, it's surprising because it's been downpouring. A lot of rain.
Dude, I'm over summer. I got to be honest. It's only August 7th. I'm over it.
You live in Florida. It's summer every day.
That's why. It's... You know the term swoobs?
I feel like I may have heard of it.
Sweaty boobs.
Right, right.
Swamp ass, swamp back, swamp crotch. Now I have swamp back, swamp pits, and swamp neck.
So it's just safe to say you're just swamp sweaty all the time.
Like late July into August in Florida, everyone starts getting, I mean, like testy. Like we call it warm pissed off.
It's like how us Minnesotans get when it becomes, you know, negative 20 with a negative 50 windshield.
Windshield, yeah. But you got to wait till September and then everyone gets in a better mood around here. But when you live in paradise year-round, but you just have this 1 month of just god-awful humidity, you're just ready to snap.
I don't even want to hear it because you guys have to deal with shitty weather, quote-unquote, for like a month, maybe 2 months where... I have to deal with it for like 5 months.
Yeah, but you choose to live that lifestyle, dude.
This is true. This is true, but I'm just saying.
You're talking about my cold winter nights when we get down in the low 60s?
Yeah, low 60s. So what would happen? Like, if your state got snow like what happened in Texas, like you guys, I mean, other than you, because you're from Minnesota, everyone down there would just lose their shit. They wouldn't even know what to do. You guys' pipes would be bursting and your whole town would shut down.
Remember in Cliffham Mall when they run out of beer and Kirk goes, we should definitely call a state of emergency.
That's, yep.
That's exactly what would happen here.
What's there to say? Yeah. We're out of beer, pal.
Fuck! We're out of fucking beer. Fuck!
Ugly sight. Fucking call a state. We should definitely call a state of emergency. Fuck the earthquake shit. This is important.
Okay, I'll go get some more beer.
You know, every year Dallas gets that one ice storm and it just cripples them for about 72 hours.
For about 72 days.
Snow, maybe, you know, frost, freeze level up in the panhandle. Definitely state of emergency. If it happened down where I'm at, southwest corner, it'd probably be a fucking problems. Apocalypse.
Jesus is coming. Watch out. Florida's freezing.
It would look like an Eddie Munson fucking scene.
That's a good scene. I love the fact that they did that too at Lolla. I was just watching the video.
Do you love the fact that Metallica is selling T-shirts now of Stranger Things? You do.
I'm in. I'm all in. I'm actually gonna buy. I'm gonna buy one.
I'm out,
dude. I don't even know if I've ever bought a Metallica shirt like recently. I should say. No, I haven't. So that's the one I'm gonna buy right there.
I'm out.
Why are you out?
It's not Metallica. Why is that a Metallica shirt?
because they're going to sell a million of them and make a shit ton of money?
I know, and I don't like it. You can challenge me and rip me all you want. That's cool. It's just I'm not digging the Stranger Things thing. The thing that should not be.
It has done nothing but great things.
It has. I know it has. Look at the crowd it's brought. Look at the what am I trying to say? Not the age, but the generation.
Yeah, exactly. It's
Limp Bizkit's My Generation just entered my head when I said that.
I love that song. I really want to see Bizkit on this new tour. You know, Fred starts off in a Lazy Boy.
What? Just like a dad.
Yeah, so you know, they have that song off their new record. It's called Dad Vibes. Mm-hmm. And that's why he's dressed all like, you know, extra like bad grandpa looking and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, how the show starts, at least from videos I've seen, is a spotlight comes down on Fred and it's him, you know, in that get up and he's just sitting on the Lazy Boy, and they do the whole entire first song with him just sitting there in the Lazy Boy.
In the chair?
Yeah, in the chair acting like a dad. And then after the first song is over, then they, you know, lights come on and it becomes a full on Bizkit show.
They coming to Minneapolis?
I don't know. Probably not, because everybody I want to see doesn't come here.
Everyone skips over that northern part of the country.
Yeah, it's a little too cold up here for them.
I wonder where they'd play at.
I don't see them in an arena right now.
What?
They'd probably be Armory.
Oh, yeah, that's a good call. God, I keep forgetting about that venue. I haven't been there yet.
Oh, dude.
I could picture them at like Roy Wilkins, but not the Myth.
No, Myth is way too small.
Target Center, not Excel.
I think they could. Oh, the Mankato Arena. They could do that one.
Yeah, that could be.
Because that's what?
Verizon Wireless?
Yeah, that's like 10,000 or something like that.
I don't think Limp Bizkit could play like an 18,000 seat arena right now.
It depends on where. In California, probably.
Okay, LA, Dallas maybe, but not Minneapolis. I don't think they could fill Target Center up.
Yeah, who knows? I mean, it's just because they've been away for a while, and I think that now that they're back, they have this record out.
But my generation. Again,
I think Armory is where they would go if they came here. I just wish he'd put his red hat back on.
Yeah, where's the New York Yankees? Yankees backwards with white font hat.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think there was ever a picture of Fred Durst and Derek Jeter?
That's a good question.
That would have been a good picture. You know, he was always wearing the Yankees hat, so.
I never liked Jeter.
Dude, he's like the most famous Yankee ever.
Would you like to hear my reason?
I'm going to get some flack for that one.
Most famous Yankee?
Yeah.
No,
he's the most famous baseball player ever.
That's a no. Now, do I respect Jeter? Absolutely. Absolute machine of a ball player. But
yeah,
being a Minnesota Twins fan for the majority of my life, every postseason when the Twins went to the postseason, round one, mm-hmm. Twins Yanks, Twins, good night. Goodbye. We'll see you next spring. Yeah. Because when it comes to the postseason, the Yankees turn it up a notch and the Twins never had a fucking chance against them all those years, either the one game playoffs or the ALDS. It was never pretty.
Right. Well, that's just Minnesota sports in general.
Yeah. Well, you and I are used to that.
They can do decent up until the pressure is on. The Minnesota miracle a couple of years ago, that was the closest thing we've had in a couple decades.
That was a true miracle how that went down.
Oh, I still watch that video and it gives me goosebumps. I'm like, dude, that is truly something special there, what happened that day.
Minnesota, what I thought would be a meltdown. I was late for work that night. That was a good excuse to be late for once.
Right.
I was like, who's going to walk away from this game right now? And then that happens to as a walk-off? Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The Agreed. Minnesota miracle. Diggs.
Stephon Diggs. That dude's got some wheels.
Now he's in Buffalo.
Speaking of Buffalo, are you going to Buffalo?
I will not be there. Hate to break everyone's heart this Thursday night.
Oof.
Work complications, but I will be in Pittsburgh 111%.
Not 12, not 10, but 11.
111%.
This one goes to 11.
I will be in Pittsburgh. I will be staying at the Levine residence with Larry Levine, Brian Silver.
I believe the Saravan and Aaron Ginther.
Nice.
From what I know, those are the accommodations.
You know, and it seems like it's quite the APFA alumni.
Pretty much. I'm sorry I'm missing Buffalo, but I got to fly my new airplane for the first time last week.
Ooh, how did that go?
So when you spend 96 hours in the simulator and then you actually get in the real bird and fire her up for a little trip, hell of a good time.
Real deal, Holyfield. What was more realistic, that or Flight Sim?
I think you're talking about Microsoft Flight Sim on Xbox.
Did you end up finding your bird
in
Flight Sim?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
It's unbelievable.
It's crazy what they can do with technology nowadays. You just think, what is it going to be like 20 years from now?
You'll be in the TV. You'll be in the screen. You'll morph like, what do they call that, like a telepath?
Do you think that'll happen first, or do you think we'll be able to smell through screens like you were saying?
I'm still predicting you're going to be able to text a smell.
Which one's coming first?
Texting. I'll just call it smell text.
Smlext.
How is Zuckerberg or Elon not figured out how to text a smell from what your phone is sensing?
Elon can. He's an alien.
Seriously, I'd be able to sit right here in Florida, fart into my phone, text it to you, and that just oozes out of like where the speaker hole is, and you can get a whiff of it.
Yeah, it sounds like a recipe for pink eye for you for fucking farting on your phone.
Can you imagine the fun you could have with people that you're, you know, not a fan of at the moment?
I suppose. Like, here, let me fucking text you some shit, literally.
Literally. Like, Jeff, I had a little bit too much Bacardi 151 last night, and I vomited, so I want you to experience what the next morning smells like.
Right, you're in the bathroom, and you're like, all right, click. All right, and send.
Record and vomit.
Open your phone. Oh, it's...
I have to tell you about my experience with Bacardi 151.
I've had some experience with 151 too. That stuff is not good. It doesn't taste good at all.
Have I told you when I woke up on Wednesday thinking it was Tuesday?
Yes.
Have I shared that on the show?
I think you did.
I don't know.
Maybe last season?
I don't remember. But it was because of the 151. I literally went to bed on a Monday night. This is when I lived on Lake Marion with all these dudes when we were listening to Ice Around My Neck.
That's right. Yeah, yep. No, that was like a few episodes ago.
Yeah, the ice was, but song. I don't know if I talked about the 151. I went to bed Monday night after consuming most of that bottle myself. No joke.
Gross.
No joke. It was January. There was an adjoining garage to my bedroom, and then I opened the garage because I needed to cool down a bit. I felt a little warm. Gee, I wonder why.
Yeah, because you were drinking gasoline.
So I passed out with half my body, totally naked, by the way, half my body in my room and half my body in the garage, and it was like a 20 below night in Minnesota. My roommates,
needless to say, there was some shrinkage going on.
I think there was some big shrinkage going on. My roommates somehow get me to bed. I remember the party was on a Monday night. I had to work Tuesday afternoon, so I'm like, oh, if I sleep in, I can sleep this off, and I'll be good. I remember waking up for a very short moment on Tuesday, and I'm like, I'm going back to bed. I woke up Wednesday at 8:30 in the morning.
Still thinking it was Tuesday.
Correct. Thinking I was still good to go to work. And I'm like, wait a minute. Why are there all these missed calls and voicemails from work, and then still hungover? I mean, literally a day and a half later, I'm like, fuck, I skipped a day.
Where did you work at the time?
I was throwing bags on the ground crew for Northwest Airlines.
Okay, so it's, at least you weren't a pilot yet and missed a...
No, far from that.
Missed a full day of work.
This was January of 2002. We moved in that house right after 9/11.
Oh, okay.
It was debauchery. Decade of decadence went down in that home.
You know, I finally have started to realize that I am getting a little bit older, because some of the students I have, no, not some of them, all of the students I have are born after 9/11. Have no idea.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, yeah, I've heard of that. We've learned about that. I'm like,
heard of that.
I was like, I remember exactly where I was the day it happened.
Isn't it weird? You like, excuse me, Sunkissed Zeros, give me the burpees.
Bubblies.
Wow.
I might have to give you a golf clap for that.
Thank you. Now think if I could have just captured that in my phone and sent you that smell.
No, thanks.
Can you give me a little bit more gain? Just a touch.
Just a touch.
Way better. Now you can edit that out. That's how raw we are tonight.
Raw dog.
Do you ever look back or do you ever think of like a time, you know, like when you start telling a story and you're trying to think of like the timeline, there's like big moments where you're like, was that before or after? 9/11 right. To me is always a big meter if that was before or after.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that. Even though obviously I was still young, I do clearly remember it. And
no, like you, like your own moments in your life, like maybe when one of your kids was born.
Right.
Like you use
right,
those kind okay. of milestones like, oh, did that happen before or after they were born?
Milestone. So, hey, 9/11, milestone.
Basically, 9/11 is a huge point for me. And I know other Metallica fans out there can agree with me that when you start talking about years, like as soon as you hear 96, I always think of that's when Load was released. Okay, 98, right. Reload Tour. Okay, 2000, M2K Tour. When you hear years, I think about albums and tours because it's just how my weird brain works with like remembering timelines.
I do too, but it depends on, I guess, what year it is, if that makes sense.
Like when I say 2003, what comes to your mind right away?
Well, since we're talking about it, Saint Anger would be the first thing exactly. that come to my mind.
But that's exactly what I'm comparing this to.
No, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Depending on what year it is, that's what I'm, you know.
Anytime anyone talks about 9/11, I'm just like, I was half naked in the garage, passed out.
2001 is definitely 9/11. Nothing else happened in 2001 other than 9/11.
Basically.
And then it felt like nothing else really happened in the world for like the next few years after that.
Yeah, that's what happened when Jason left.
Jason left, 9/11 happened. Maybe he was involved with it. And it wasn't Osama. Or maybe it wasn't George W. like people think it was.
Conspiracies. All I'm going to say is TW Flight 800 came down because of Clinton. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, Clinton's corrupt. Everybody knows that.
I'm telling you, it was not a bad fuel tank. Google TW-800, everybody, and let me know your thoughts.
Yeah, I've heard a little bit about that whole situation. Obviously, I don't know much about airplanes and anything. So,
oh, you do. It wasn't really. You flown a Cessna? I've watched you.
Yeah, over Elko Speedway.
I forgot about that flight. You have.
That's something I will never forget.
And you did well. We're here to talk about it.
Exactly. Exactly. We didn't fall out of the sky, or I didn't fall out of the sky.
You get a golf clap. Back to Metallica chatter. I will not be in Buffalo. I will be in Pittsburgh. I will not be wearing a Stranger Things t-shirt. I guarantee you those are for sale in the merch booth next weekend. Guaranteed.
Yeah, and they're probably way too expensive.
Oh, you want a white tee? $85.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
95.
90.
Double X? Triple X? 100.
Oh, you like this Metallica Stranger Things hoodie? $200.
Oh, hoodie? First. Easily. And it probably has Eddie Munson like on the left sleeve.
It'd be cool if it had Munson's silhouette just like a little like on the back of the top of the sweatshirt. Like how Zakk Wylde's Gibson guitars had his silhouette on the back. Dime's guitars have his silhouette on the back. Just like that little.
Yeah, but Zakk and Dime stamp. Are cool. Eddie's not.
Dude, he's very cool. You're about to get hate mail for that, brother.
That's fine.
Send it all his way, folks, because I don't think there's anyone in this world that doesn't like Eddie Munson.
I'm just not digging how big of a deal this has been made. I get it, but I don't. We even put up a poll on our Instagram, and it was like 70% this is badass, 25% no, and then 5% said I hate that show.
Yeah, that's not very many.
I know. But I'm one of the few that was just like, meh, whatever.
I can't get my mom to watch Stranger Things. She said she tried, and she was just like, eh.
I don't get it.
It's a good show, dude. It's a good show.
Hate mail and podcastforall@gmail.com.
Yeah, I'd like a little bit of hate mail. It's been a while. Let's say something controversial.
We get too much good mail. I love all the mail we get, but it's just constantly good. It says, hey, rocking the show. Want to grab a beer in Pittsburgh? Keep up the good work. Here's some suggestions for future shows. It's like, no, I want pissed off people to write in.
I want you to be angry. Here, answer this, people. I hate you all. Ooh, there we go. Now they're all going to write in because they're going to be like, that motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. See? Send it in. Send mm-hmm. it in. Now people are going to start making shit up.
That's fine. The world's fake anyway. Think about reality shows.
No, definitely.
It's terrible.
100%. 100% everything is fake. Can't believe anything you see.
Genuine fake.
Real genuine fake.
This cologne, this watch, this purse. No, that's real. Oh, this watch? That's genuine fake.
Yeah, genuine fake. Why are you shaking the card?
And at this moment, we lost power. Jeff is talking about Larry Levine texting him. Back to your regular scheduled programming.
As I'm looking at the guitar that he sent me, I realize I forgot to text him back. So, Larry, I'm sorry. No, it was the, it's this one right here.
And it's like a full Ken Lawrence look.
The TruSart Explorer. He doesn't own this one. I think this is one that he said, I found a TruSart Explorer for almost half price and didn't buy it.
And it's like a full Ken Lawrence look.
Well, it's like the one that James played. So TruSart is
that again. It looked like it was wood.
Well, the front of it is metal, but the body itself is wood. James played. I don't remember.
The reflection I'm getting on the screen looks like a KL.
Oh, yeah. No.
Sorry.
No, it's good. I like this guitar.
Larry has a damn near KL, even with fiber optics in it. Solid.
He's got a good taste in guitars.
Why do we talk about Larry so much on this show?
Larry.
Why don't we talk about like smoking hot chicks rather than Larry Levine from Pittsburgh?
Yeah, Larry and Bob and Pizzle, the three most brought up.
Think of the three individuals. People we talk about, and they're from the most god awful places. Well, Bob's in Florida now, so he's cool.
But he was Illinois. Larry is Pittsburgh, and Pizzle's AV.
The AV, Apple Valley. AV. And that's not Apple Valley, California, everyone. Apple Valley, Minnesota. All it's known for is the zoo.
Well, he lives right by the zoo. I was just going to say,
Pizzle lives like 2 minutes from the zoo.
Great. Now he's going to be like, thanks, guys, for letting everybody know where I live.
I wouldn't try to take Pizzle on. I wouldn't fuck with his house.
Pizzle, I will fight you tomorrow.
When you see a rusty Dodge Ram in someone's driveway, you know they have guns.
He was just at my house. And
you know they have weapons.
It's not as bad. He's fixing it up. He's taking care of some of that.
A little Rust-Oleum?
A little bit of that. A little bit of, you know, a little patchwork. A little cut, cut, snip, snip.
Do you remember the night we got back late from a show? It must have been a local show because we all parked at my house and we got back late. And Pizzle Pizzle turned the wheel a little bit early as he left and clipped my neighbor.
Yes. Oh.
I can't believe I'm bringing this up, but I'm gonna.
Oh my God. I forgot about that. Dude. I remember because I heard it too and I was like,
yeah,
I just like my jaw hit the ground. We're all like half awake, just ready to go to bed.
It was like 3-4 in the morning. And then Chris brought back his like hub cover and some of the plastic of the rims. He goes, you might want to throw this away and discard this. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? And Chris just shook his head and walked away. And then the next day I saw the neighbor's car and I'm like, oh, shit.
So neighbor, if you're listening to this, now you know what happened.
Not my neighbor anymore. It's like 5 years ago. So that's why I'm mentioning it now.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Now you know.
Pizzle, would you like to blow into this?
Well, I mean, Chris got dropped off at his house, and then we drove back to your house in the van, and he ran all the way from his house because he left his phone in the van.
That's right.
All the way from his house.
Ran.
About sprinted.
3 miles. 3 miles.
And what was crazy is we're unloading gear.
And he appears.
And he shows up, and he's not even, like, winded. He's just like, oh, hey, forgot my phone.
Yeah, like he just ran 2 miles in the middle of February. Wow.
Takes off running.
Into the night, just vanishes into the dark. through the woods. Through the woods.
Through the woods to grandmother's house we go. Good times.
You need to come to Larry's just to get a whiff of the house.
I do. I want to see the guitars.
He has that Tyson weed now.
I know.
Is that Spendy?
I can't imagine. I mean, it might be, but usually Like I've been to dispensaries where I've seen, you know, like Wiz Khalifa's, Snoop Dogg's. I think
sure
there was someone or somewhere that had the like Cheech and Chong. I think they have their own strain of something too, and it's usually not that much more, just because it has the name on it.
Like, can you buy like a pound from Snoop or what?
No, you can't buy. I think each state is a little bit different, but I want to say for personal consumption without a medical license for recreational, I think it's an ounce, but I don't know. I could be wrong on that.
I want a pound.
So, well, you'd have to go to a couple different dispensaries.
I just want a big brick that says Tyson on it with a Nintendo NES Mike Tyson Punch-Out logo.
Find you a freaking brick of brick weed.
Yeah,
some fucking Mexican brick weed. I don't even know if that dusty shit even exists anymore.
Now, I'm not a professional drug expert, but you know, like when the cops find
that's a
like
plant.
You know, when the cops pull over a car and they find like a fucking brick in the trunk or like in the spare tire.
Yeah,
like what's a brick go for on the street?
Oh, I guess it depends on what it is and like really how good much weed. How much that, I mean, if it's a pound, let's say you have a brick, you know, it depends. If you sell it in one lump sum, it's going to be less than if you individually.
Just a brick. I know a brick of cocaine is thousands, but what's weed?
It can be up there too. Wow. Especially if you divide it up. I don't know. It really varies when it comes to it. It could, you know, 1500, maybe even more.
Now I'm really
usually a little bit more, but
now I'm going to put you in a setting
want to sound like I have any idea of what I'm talking about.
Everyone's doing it. Big deal.
I do not.
No.
Well, I mean, I smoke, but I don't.
I'm going to set you in a situation that you have been familiar with before. We are at a house on tour in Chico, California, and a giant bag gets brought out next to this pig and chicken next to a water slide, and Jeff's eyes got really big. What was that bag worth?
I was like, I don't even know how much it was. Like, there was a few pounds in there.
Right now, people are like,
that huge bag. Like, it was like almost like one of those
shopping
smaller
bags.
Like a smaller garbage bag, like what you'd use for like a trash can, not you know, your full size. And it was pretty full. I would say there had to have been 4 or 5 pounds in there. I mean,
that could have been. I've never seen your eyes get that big.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking 10, 15 grand.
In that bag?
Rough. I mean, depending on how it's split up. And
do you realize right now the listeners are going, okay, Shane, you just talked about this bag of drugs coming out. Why did you mention the chicken, the pig, and the water slide?
Well, first off, that water slide was made out of...
It was a U-Haul ramp.
Yeah, U-Haul ramp. That's right. Yep. And it had no side. And it was like basically coming off the roof into the pool.
Oh.
Yeah, it was super sketchy.
We should have those people on for an episode. Can you imagine? You and I have never seen anything like that ever.
Well, what's crazy is they had multiple bags of that stuff.
Like, I'm just talking about the house in the backyard.
I remember when we walked in the kitchen, there was bags those size, but there was like 6 or 8 of them just... I looked at Pizzle. I said, I see why they don't want anyone coming around.
That's going to be a hell of a show and a hell of an after party.
I thought you meant none of this.
I'm going to just fire off things that we saw on that property. Ready?
Well, a shit ton of bikes.
Chico, California. A water slide with no sides. Golf carts that look like dragons and alligators.
Alligators, yeah.
A mannequin hanging in the garage.
Guns, a long-haired hippie with no shirt on.
Guns hanging in the garage that had the title Bird Killer on them.
I'm pretty sure there were some stuffed animals in that garage, too.
An air hockey table. A stripper pole. A swing that was not a sex swing, but it was a swing in the middle of the family room. So use your imagination next to the stripper pole what that was for.
And Bill rode on that swing and kept hitting the ceiling. Remember that?
No.
Riding in his,
nope.
This was in a different house.
Oh yeah, that's right. There were two houses on the property.
In the afternoon, we went to their house to play air hockey.
In the guest house that we stayed in.
Correct. I'm not even talking about the guest house.
You're talking about the main.
Yes.
This. Yeah.
Their residence.
There was too much to take in.
A flamingo, a chicken, a pig, a regular lap dog, one of those soundproof.
A regular lap dog.
One of those soundproof, like little like egg chairs you sit in.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait to post pictures of this episode because I still have pictures of all that on my phone.
I got the picture of Bill and Pizzle on those fucking ape hanger bikes.
That's right. Yeah.
And they're doing like a face off. They're like all angry. They're like, like fucking.
They were like the Korn lowrider bikes.
Yeah. And they had like the big old ape hangers on them. And they're both just like giving each other dirty ass looks. Like the meaner they could get, the funnier it was.
Chico, California. And they outfitted their golf carts to go to the Burning Man Festival at the Northern California. Which is like the biggest acid trip festival ever, I believe.
Right. Oh, her bike had that the radio on it.
Yep, you're correct.
The dude's wife.
You're correct.
And she wrote it to the venue.
And she had a little basket for their dog named Buddy.
That's right, Buddy. Jesus Christ. Dude, I just keep thinking about when Bill was on that swing, just fucking hitting the ceiling.
Yeah.
And then you come down and you're like, what the fuck?
And then I believe we got slow motion video of it going, I came in like a wrecking ball.
That's right, because that song had just come out.
Yeah. It's like 2014, 15, 13,
something like
somewhere
that.
Around there.
Somewhere in the teens, that the 20 house. Teens.
I remember in their club, there was multiple signs that says, we are not responsible if you leave your drinks unattended.
Well, in that
Gee,
club.
I wonder why.
Didn't the owners have like some like private room in the back of the club too?
In the basement, there was a secret door. It was actually a pretty legit secret room. And it was like a private like stripper room. And I don't think you went down there, did you?
No. No, I think I was the only one that didn't. Or maybe it was me and Pizzle that didn't.
Yeah, it was me, Bill, and Chris were in there. And then the owner said she used the room for practice. And then another woman showed up. And then those two started getting down in front of all of us on the pole. And this is at 5 o'clock in the afternoon before we ate dinner. And I was like, oh, that was interesting.
At that time.
Wow.
Good see memories. Me and Pizzle. We were probably sitting on the stage, setting stuff up and drinking beers or sitting outside.
Yeah, you guys missed out on that. That was a weird fucking room.
Yeah. I remember you and Bill came back up and your freaking jaws were on the ground. You were like oh, dude, you guys missed it.
you did. That was an understatement. Absolute understatement. Did you read the Loudwire article this week about Metallica ranked sixth on number
for
of tickets
concert.
Sold?
Yeah, tickets. They're out selling all the pop artists and everyone. It doesn't surprise me, though, with their following. And
that's
with how little
they
play.
Yeah.
That's what's most impressive is the fact that they're still outselling and they haven't been on tour, an actual tour, in how many years now?
Since 18.
4 years. Like, what the fuck?
Says Metallica ranks sixth on tickets sold with a whopping 19.4 million. U2, Dave Matthews, The Stones, Springsteen, and Elton John were the five artists that sold more in that order. However, that makes Metallica the top metal band in terms of tickets sold. Many of the other groups this high up on the chart belong to classic rock, pop, and country genres.
And you know, damn. The five that you listed before Metallica, those are not bad artists to be underneath as far as, you know, tickets sold and just overall.
The only one I don't understand is Dave Matthews' band.
I mean, you may not like his music, but you can't deny how freaking big he is. Like if Dave Matthews came here, he'd probably play like fucking US Bank or some shit.
And I've never understood that.
He just has a huge following. Haven't you ever seen
I've seen him.
Like the Central Park shows that he plays. Like
Chicago.
Central Park is completely fucking. I'm talking in New York.
Oh, sorry. I'm thinking of Lollapalooza Park.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, Central Park. And it's just as far as you can fucking see. It looks like.
I know.
So was Moscow, Jeff. Moscow. That was one time. Dave does it every night.
I just don't. Whatever.
It's all right. I can love some Dave Matthews for you because his music is great.
You love Matthews and Eddie Munson, and I will love Motley Crue.
I love Motley Crue too. You can go ahead and love your communist Rage Against the Machine.
I'm going to see Rage at Target Center next spring. I'm going to say this. I
wouldn't even go if someone paid me.
I have a hard time supporting how big of a message they're behind right now, and I can't stand how political it's been. Now, they've always been political. I'm not that stupid, okay? But it's gotten to another level where it's like, just fucking plug in and play.
Like, everyone thought Bono was bad and Springsteen, you know, and even this whole Neil Young thing with Spotify and Rogan, but like...
That's stupid, too.
That's really stupid.
God, we're negative.
No. Well, you see, this is why we're negative, is because no one else is being negative towards us. No hate mail. So we got to create our own hate.
Think back to the late 90s, early 2000s. Did you ever think Metallica would be in the same ballpark as U2, The Stones, Springsteen, and Elton John when it came to sales? I would have said, they'll be close, but they'll never be up there.
Yeah,
they'll be on the list, but they won't be top five. And here we are at six.
There's not many bands in general.
Top 10.
Think about bands that went through the 80s, the 90s, into the 2000s, and are still selling out arenas today. There's not very many.
Other rock,
and I'm talking arenas. I'm not talking, you know, the Myth.
Other rock and metal artists featured in the top 50 included Bon Jovi, The Eagles, Guns N' Roses, AC/DC, Aerosmith, Kiss, Def Leppard, Iron Maiden, Journey, Fish, Motley Crue, and Rush.
Yeah, I was going to say Bon Jovi's probably pretty damn close up there too.
Like, if you asked me who sold more tickets, if you gave me this whole list, I would say Metallica would be in the top 10. And I would actually guess that Jovi, AC/DC,
I would think they would be before them.
Would be above Metallica. I really would.
I would too.
Eagles,
if someone would have asked.
Even GNR would be really close.
Especially now. Right. But yeah, you know, if someone would ask me Jovi or Metallica as far as ticket sales go, I really think I would have picked Jovi just because he plays so much more. He's been doing, you know, he's more active with the touring than Metallica is.
That's a hell of a group to be a part of.
I think he still has them in album sales, or it's pretty damn close. But there's not too many other, I don't think there's any actual metal artists that even comes close.
It's funny. I got the list here. Metallica 6, Bon Jovi 7, Billy Joel 8, Kenny Billy Chesney Joel. 9, and Kenny Chesney knows how to sell out stadiums a lot.
Kenny Chesney, yeah, he can do, it's not arenas, he'll do full-on stadiums. It's that country music, man, just like Luke Bryan. I'm not saying that Luke Bryan is real country music, by the way, people. I was just saying he does full stadium tours.
Trans-Siberian Orchestra, 11. I wouldn't even guess them to be in the top 20.
They tour, what, 2 months out of the year?
Just for the winter, for Christmas.
That's crazy. I've seen them before.
What? Coldplay, 17? Ed Sheeran, 20. Garth Brooks, 24. I thought Garth would be above all of them.
But Garth doesn't play much. And what are they basing this off of? Like, is this how many, like, tickets. What's the parameters? You know, I get that, but for how, like, just ever sold or in a certain year or how?
I think it's just for a couple of years here.
Okay.
U2, 26.1 million. Metallica, 19 million. Bon Jovi, 17. So that kind of tells you the stats there. 23 million idiots went and saw Dave Matthews Band.
And unfortunately, I wasn't one of them because I've never seen DMB.
Crash into me now.
I need to see some Carter Beaufort live.
Carter's an amazing drummer. I've said this before. That entire band is good. Everyone's good except Dave.
Oh, my God. You are so just...
He can't sing.
Yes, he can.
No, he can't.
Fuck, he can. Oh, my God. He can sing. He can act. He can fucking strum on his guitar.
He can jam, and they're a jam band that go off into the 20-minute doodles of just borathons, but he can't sing.
He's a great singer.
No.
I will fight you on this one.
There's his lyrics.
That's don't be hating like. On the South African.
That's what he sounds like.
Don't hate on South Africa.
And I'm coming around the corner and come around the corner jam.
Listen to his
crash their version, into me now.
Their version of All Along the Watchtower from Central Park.
That one's good. Life. That one's good.
Changing life.
No, not life changing, but it's good.
Oh, it's life changing for sure.
He sounds like a hick when he's singing.
I just really want them.
Crash, and the ants come marching in.
I want them to make a biopic movie, and I want Jeremy Piven to play Dave Matthews because he looks like he could. He looks like Dave Matthews.
Hey, by the way, the other day, you, me, and Bob O'Rourke were texting, and I had no idea who you guys were talking about.
John Wayne Gacy. I can't believe you have never heard of him.
Wait a minute. That's like saying
you don't know who Ed Gein is, or you don't know who Albert Fish is, or you don't know who Richard Ramirez is.
You don't even know who Ron McGovney is. Stop.
Lloyd Grant, maybe.
Lloyd had dreads. He was legit. I know who he is, but when I saw the picture of him in that clown outfit, no idea.
Anytime I see a clown, the very first thing that comes to my mind is John Wayne Gacy. Any clown, I'm like, oh, Gacy.
I didn't. When I saw the clown picture and you and Bob were going fucking gaga over it, I was like, what? What is this?
Well, it's because he drove by the property that Gacy's house used to sit on. I would love to go through. I'm a total serial killer fanatic.
Bob knows where everyone's house is in the world, and he's driven by it. All these
I would love to go to all the I'd go to all the different sites where these serial killers lived. Ed Gein's property isn't even far from my cabin.
Really?
Yeah, was it Plainsfield or something like that?
Plainsfield, Wisco. Yeah. I'm going to Pittsburgh next week. We're going to the real ghetto.
I think you should go to Plainsfield Cemetery and see Ed Gein's burial.
I like the shirt you're wearing, 10 Years of Temptation.
Hell yeah, dude. Sebastian Joe's, the best ice cream place in Minnesota, all homemade.
Temptation make you dead.
Temptation make you dead. Temptation sucks.
See, Uncle Jim is tempted by that cupcake there, and there's the devil. See?
Make you dead. That's a badass shirt.
Do you think they'll ever release professional recordings or the full versions of those Presidio demos? Think we'll ever get to see that? Think about how much stuff and how much riffing was going on from that St. Anger era that didn't even come close to making the record.
I think your dream would come true if that was in the St. Anger box set.
I've already decided that's just going to be the only one that I buy. Because that's the only one that matters.
Or the Boogeyman song?
All of them. I want Echo Chamber, all of it.
I want at least 5 tracks of Lars going,
yeah, and like, can we get that? Can we get that segment from what it sounded like? Like, I want to hear demos. I want to hear the song with that in it. I want to hear when Kirk had the little Echo nail chamber. Filer going up and down the...
I swear for a hot second, I thought that was an electric toothbrush.
It was an electric ear cleaner.
Yeah, think
pull
of all
out
the
your
random,
sonic hair and touch the strings.
Think of all the random fucked up sounds that you just hear on some kind of monster alone, let alone what we don't know they used.
Yeah. And here they were trying to sound like a garage band. Like, bruh. Hey.
With a nail filer.
We want to be a garage band with Bob Rock as our producer.
Sponsored by Sonicare.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to try it out. I have a Sonicare. I'm going to up and down the strings and fretboard and see what kind of crazy noises I can make.
Some well, didn't you and Phil Toll already say you're going to throw a couple patches of sweater in the box set?
Yeah, I'm still waiting for Phil to email me about this business plan. SCOM sweaters. It's SCOM sweaters.
And the post-it notes.
If
you should get a Bone It or Zone It post-it note in the box set.
You should. And if Eddie Munson can get his shirt through Metallica, then
that's
we can get official Metallica SCOM sweater merchandise.
That's
inspired by Jeff and Phil.
Winslow Toll Incorporated.
Yeah, Winslow Toll Collection.
WT. You gotta make it. Or TW. TW sounds
better. It's got to say collection. It's got to sound sophisticated.
TWC.
Yep, there you go.
Yep, Toll Winslow Collection. We're on to something.
Now,
that's what I'm saying, Jeff. No Eddie Munson shirt. There needs to be Phil Swag for official merch.
Fuck Munson. He's not even real. Me and Phil are real.
Yeah.
Phil and I. I'm trying to be proper here because we're about to be professional.
It's very real. Phil was in your head for an hour and a half, just along with mine.
Part 3, I feel, is on the horizon at some point.
I don't know.
Yeah, we got to do it.
1 and 2 are so good, I don't know if I want to fuck with it.
He's going to put you on the spot again. That's why I want to do part 3.
No, I didn't like that.
I didn't either because he did it to me, too.
You were totally on the spot.
I was like, and I see you sit over there. You're like, ha, ha, ha. And then he turns to you and you're like, huh?
Uh-oh.
You're like, oh, shit.
It's like when you used to sit in high school and you're like, don't call on me. Don't call on me. Don't call on me. Shane, what are your thoughts about this project?
Yeah, Mr. Obershaw.
Fuck, I never even did the homework, let alone study.
I didn't read the paragraph or nothing.
Shane, what are your thoughts on this book report? I was too busy tracing the Ride the Lightning electric chair during that period, and I didn't listen to a word you said.
He was like Lars when they're freaking trying to write down lyrics and you're sitting there drawing the little dude. And he's like, oh, yeah, it was pretty good.
I believe he was drawing some guy in a trash can.
Yeah, something like that. And at one point, doesn't he say like, I don't know, I wasn't paying attention.
That really pissed James off.
That little Danish man could really piss him off.
I really wasn't even listening. It feels like, that's okay. I make $40,000 a week or a month.
Yeah, feels like you guys keep fighting because the more you fight, the more I make.
40,000. What did he say he was there for? 2 years?
Yeah.
2+ years? Let's just be conservative and say 2 years, okay?
At least.
24 months times 40,000.
Yeah, I mean, that's say that he made $1 million over...
Not a bad living.
Over the course.
I could hang out at HQ for a mil.
I could solve their problems for a mil. Like, James, I know exactly what to say. Just let me handle this.
Just sell the Bigsby and you'll feel a lot better.
Just buy a bunch of Bigsbys. I'll fuck up the little Danishman for you and we'll be good to go.
I'll run over Lars with the Kennedy Rolls Lincoln. The dead Kennedy Rolls.
You're right. Problem solved, bud.
Bring Jason back. It'll be just fine.
I already know someone that can play drums for you. It's all good. Got your replacement in the wings.
What's his name?
You. Literally. Fucking right. In the wings. That's why I said it like that. It's supposed to be a play on words. You're supposed to catch on to that.
Waiting in the Airbus A300 wings.
Yeah, exactly.
I like this.
Saying, I can hit a lot harder than you can, Lars. He just kind of lets his triggers do everything for him now. He does not look like he hits hard at all anymore.
He does.
He does. I don't blame him, but he doesn't look. I mean, maybe his cymbals from time to time, but that snare looks like it's just like.
Nice.
Unless he does the fill for freaking Sad But True. And not like it used to be. Like, it's just, it looks like he's just having a good
time. Technology's changed.
He's just having a good time.
In the 90s, like, hey, you had to hit toms a lot harder than you have to hit them now.
My point, so he's working smarter, not harder.
I'm all for that.
I am too.
He's still playing.
This wasn't a hate thing, anyways. This was just a observation.
I'm glad.
It was actually more of a compliment to you because I was saying you hit harder than he does.
But that's true. I do.
Right.
And I don't have a sticker, a symbol in Darcy, and I break shit. I'm glad you recommended me for the gig, though. Thank you.
Oh, definitely.
So when you get called in, I'm on the on-deck circle. I'm in the on-deck circle.
Yeah, because then I'm expecting you to put in a good word for me when Kirk decides that he's going to go direct a movie with Rob Zombie.
I'll put a good word in for you, but we cannot play The Day That Never Comes or Stone Cold Crazy.
Oh, man.
I know.
I redeem myself. You. I redeem myself with Day Stone.
You did.
It's not even that I didn't know how to play the song. I know how to play the song. I just, for some reason, just didn't play the solo right. I don't know. I could never remember how it goes. That solo to me just doesn't, it never stuck out as one that just was like, oh yeah, that's iconic.
That's because you're playing Kirk Hammett, not Brian May.
I don't think the solo that Kirk does is that different from what Brian May's solo is.
No. The format's but he's got his own little kind of style to it.
He adds a few things, but there's...
It's pretty in the ballpark.
I don't know. That song itself has never really stood out to me as a fave of the covers.
It's boring for you. It's fun for me on drums.
I could see
really
that.
Cool fills in there, and there's some Queen licks in there that are fun to throw in from time to time.
I like Queen. I still haven't seen Bohemian Rhapsody yet.
What?
Yeah, I never saw the movie. I missed out on that whole ordeal.
It was like 5 years ago. I know you haven't seen Top Gun, or I would have heard about it.
Nope, I didn't see Top Gun either. But I will. I saw the new Ghostbusters. I finally saw that. I'm a year late to that party, but yes, I finally saw it, and I really liked it.
That's because you're file sharing all this shit, stealing it against the FBI.
Hell no.
Piracy, $250,000 warning sign.
Dude, we got like 9 different streaming sites. Like Netflix, Hulu, Amazon, HBO Max, Disney Plus. Let's see what else.
And how did that see Top Gun?
Because it's hard for me to get out to the movies when I got children.
I have them watching with you.
I could. I mean, Sophie and Lily would probably like some Top Gun.
Are you gearing up for your bachelorette party this coming weekend?
No, I'm not. I'm not doing anything for it. I just have to show up.
That's not bad.
Yeah, no, I don't have to do nothing. I think people are like going up a day early or something. I don't know.
When you heading up, Friday?
Yeah.
Coming back Sunday?
Yes, sir.
Got the strippers ordered?
I'm not in charge of nothing.
The bachelor party, you better have them ordered. Amanda, surprise.
I'll have to talk to the party coordinator.
That would be your future wife.
No, she has no idea either.
Oh, someone else is putting this on for you.
Yeah, they're doing it.
Thank God.
They're doing it for us. We're literally just showing up. We have no idea what we're what's going to happen.
Just make sure your cell phone's on so we can FaceTime during Dirty Window at PNC Park in Pittsburgh.
I'll be with you guys virtually for a minute.
If we time it right, you could be getting the ultimate lap dance from a Swedish supermodel stripper and be watching Dirty Window on your phone at the same time.
And be watching Dirty Window.
It could happen.
It could. You never know.
I'm guessing they're going to play Dirty Window. I really am.
I was just about to ask you, any predictions, last minute predictions on the set list before it all happens?
I did not make a set list prediction, but I will go through the songs since you just asked me on the spot. These are off the top of my head in chronological order of the record, because that's how I think of like songs, okay?
Right.
So when I say a song, I want you to just count up 1, 2, 3, all the way to 16, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Seek.
1.
I'm going to go with Ride.
2.
Bells.
3.
Fade.
4.
Creep.
5. I thought you already said Creep.
I don't think so.
All right.
Very, very heavy on the Ride album, by the way.
We'll just play the whole album.
Puppets.
6.
Sanitarium.
Ooh.
Yep.
Seven.
Went there.
Went there.
One.
Eight.
Sandman.
Nine.
Sad.
Ten.
Nothing else.
11.
Fuel.
12.
Clover.
13. Lucky number 13.
Window.
14. We're on St. Anger and you got two left.
I know.
All of a sudden when you got there, I was like, oh, this all of a sudden feels like a roadblock.
I got to rewind. Like I got to rewind just a little bit for 15. I'm going to go way out on a limb here. Paige.
Oh, that'd be cool.
And for 16, Moth.
That sounds right.
So where did I go nuts at? Sanitarium and
Paige.
Paige is a fucking stretch, but I'm going to stick with it. So my odd ones are Sanitarium and Paige.
I could see Rome being in there instead of one of those two that you said.
Nope.
That was one that you left out that I kind of feel like might get played.
God, I hope they don't play that.
Did you say Sad? I forgot.
Yes, unfortunately.
Yeah.
With a chrome snake bite. I'll put that out there.
What would I change for Paige for? Because everything else I feel pretty...
I had to throw an oddball in there.
I feel like... I know what I'd replace Paige with. Whiplash.
Oh, fuck. Yep. Wow. Holy, spaced out on that.
I just thought of that. I'm like, wait a minute. I know like we're forgetting something.
I was going Whiplash. In order of the record. Sorry.
So yeah, Whiplash and Rome is where I would probably change the two that you said. Otherwise, everything else.
That's how much I'm like not digging that Whiplash intro anymore. I totally just farted out on that. Farted out and smelled you the text.
Yeah, if you could do that, you could fart text Lars and say, bruh, this is what I think of opening with Whiplash.
Sorry. I was just right off the bat. I was thinking Kill 'Em All. I'm like, yeah, they're going to play Seek. That's about it off of that one.
Yeah, just Seek.
Dick so Rash.
Never play.
I hope they play Ride. I hope they play Creep. I hope they play Sanitarium. I hope they play Dirty Window because I want to hear it again.
I hope for your sake they decide to play something fucking ridiculous like Bleeding or
like a fucking new song.
I don't see it happening. Not this year.
I don't either. I see us hearing it, but we talked about this last week. I don't see it being at Buffalo or The Pit.
And who knows? Because you're not expecting it, maybe that's why it'll happen.
Temptation, wreck your head.
Ah, good old Temptation.
Maybe they'll play Just a Bullet Away, a great song. Up 45.
Don't play that song. Every time you bring up that song. Oh, man. You know, speaking of songs they haven't played, it's a good segue into some In Voting for All.
Okay.
What was the better unreleased song? Temptation or the other new song? Not the new song, because that song is pretty good, but the other new song was kind of rough, and Temptation is kind of rough. So if you had to choose between.
You mean the.
Seoul, Korea. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
The dearly beloved, we are gathered here today.
Not that song. Okay. That song was okay. I'm talking about.
Not the end. It's the beginning.
That's the wrong bass player. Wrong bass tune.
Wait, I am the right bass player. But that's a great song.
I'm not talking about that one. That one's out. I'm talking about the other one that they played, the Vulturius.
Okay.
Or Temptation. Which one was better?
Because they're both Temptation. We only heard a 30-second fucking snip of it.
You actually can look it up. There's some Presidio recordings, but they're not the greatest.
I know. You're asking me if I like Vulturious or Temptation better for In Voting for All.
Or we can flip it the other way and say which one is worse. That might actually be more fun.
It totally just sounded like Lars there. I'm gonna go with Vulturious. I think that's of the two that I like better is the Vulture one.
That's probably a better song. Temptation's not that great.
Temptation, the vocal line's catchy because we only know that little verse from the movie.
Temptation, aha!
And you know, if it would have been a totally, you know, produced song, it would have been heavy as fuck when you hear the tempo and the beat. When he's going, can't say no, before that speeds up and it shows the stripper and the old airplane and all that other shit from the
year and a half.
Yeah. Yep. All of Adam's footage.
Yeah.
But when there's that heavy, like, sludgy part, you know, if that they would have taken that a step further, it would have been like, that's pretty badass. With that air and that in that St. Anger, you know, sound.
I just want to hear one St. Anger riff before, like, one more song that just kind of has that St. Anger kind of just low tune. I don't even know. Just that nastiness to it. One more song. Just to see, because it's, you go back and listen to that record, and it still makes me think, like, how did you guys write this? This is nothing like what you did.
Well, Phil helped him. Phil wrote it.
Yeah, Bob.
Is that P-Bass?
51P said, we're gonna get down and dirty tonight, boys.
With a dark red sunburst pickguard.
And I'm going to smile the whole time while doing it.
No smiling.
Can't say no. I can't say no. Dun, dun, dun. It'd be interesting to see.
And then just leave me be. Just think of how that ended. Just leave
there wasn't much of an ending.
No, I'm talking about that last vocal part he says there.
Yeah, I know. But it's not much of an ending.
I know, but how it ends in the movie, it's like...
That's probably how the song ends. I'm pretty sure if I remember listening to it, the 2.5 minutes that you can listen to
it does.
On YouTube, I think that's how the song ends.
Just leave me be. And it kind of just...
What were they thinking?
I just
Metallica,
like...
We've only been a band for 20 years.
I just like how they had the stripper in the year and a half studio and then the good old Gulfstream One turboprop in that footage.
They had to show that they used to be hardcore. Like, look at what we used to do.
We don't need a jet. We've got a prop.
Yeah, we've got Temptations. Like, James, there's already a band called The Temptations. They wrote great music.
So,
temptate you.
When the Black Album came out, that stripper in the studio at One-on-One was probably about 20 years old. Which means now she's in her 50s. We should find her and have her on the show. Can you imagine tracking down that exact woman?
Got any stories?
Well, this really nice gentleman named Lon Friend brought me in.
Yeah, Lon. Introduced me to the boys.
Lon picked me up on 5th and Burgundy in L.A. and brought me to the studio, and here was Metallica.
Lon She's like, said, I had no idea who they Lon were. Lon said,
can you accept the Rip Magazine Visa?
He probably said, hey, you want to go hang out with Axl?
Probably.
Who are these guys? They play metal? What's that?
They're watching CNN as the Persian Gulf War is taking place.
What does Kirk Hammett say? Fuck George Bush.
Pat Buchanan was a Nazi.
Was a Nazi, yeah. And it's funny because he yells out, fuck George Bush in here, James in the background. He goes, huh?
Yeah, what?
What?
As he's flicking ice cream at Dubin. And Jason's playing pole position. A great game, by the way.
That is, that is a classic.
Classic arcade game.
Yep. If I was rich, I would have my own 80s style arcade.
Name the games you'd have.
Got Pac-Man? No. got asteroids?
No, but my dad does. Some days he can't even get off the toilet. So what do you do around here, Dale?
Ah, oh, man, it's tough to choose. Which, I mean, I just,
I'd want them pole all. Position. This might be before your time. Do you remember the pickup truck game called Off-Road? It was like rally racing.
I do remember, yes.
Fucking stellar game, dude. Stellar.
There was a bar by my parents' house that had that game. It was like the only one that was in it.
It was, you could shift. You could stand and you had the pedals.
I was just about to say, you stood up, right? Like, you yes. didn't sit down. It was just nope. the steering wheel, a little yep. shifter, and then two pedals down there. And
epic. Off-road. Yeah. Pole position. I'd have probably some skee ball.
Skee ball would be fun.
Skee ball's legit. That's still popular.
I'd want my skee ball machine to spit out tickets every time I won.
And then just reload the tickets for the next day.
And I go trade them into myself for my own toys.
Metallica pinball.
Pinball I was never great at.
It's pinball.
I'm not great at it. I can do all right. I'd have Big Buck Hunter. Can I get some golden tea golf?
Golden tea would be solid. I was never into the Big Buck Hunter. Probably because you only got four shots and you had to put another dollar and it's like, God damn, this is expensive.
That was always the most expensive game. Like, anyone
I just
that
dropped the moose in your backyard and you want another dollar?
Mm-hmm. Like, I just did you a favor. That fucking deer was going to run across the road and you were going to hit it, and I fucking saved your life.
It was more fun to shoot the neighbor that walked in the way.
Hey, can I turn it over there to the neighbor's yard? Turn this into GTA?
Oh, there was a game that... it was a cop game. It actually had a blue and a pink pistol that you pulled out and shot the screen.
Time Crisis.
No, yeah, kind of like that, but it was a police cop game where, like, you know, you're trying not to shoot the hostage.
Yeah.
What was that game
called? I thought that was the name of it.
No.
It might have been one.
It was police something. It wasn't Time Crisis.
Police Brutality.
It was a great game, though. You actually pulled the pistol out of the holster of the game.
Yeah.
You stood there and just shot the shit out of these people.
That's awesome, dude. I like guns. They're cool. That's why those games were my favorite.
That sounded really good. You just stood there and shot the shit out of all these people.
Hey, they were bad people.
They were. They were holding your mom hostage with a knife to her neck.
Yeah. A nectar collector.
To the nectar gods.
Oh, man.
It's Sunday night. This time, a week from right now, I'm going to be at PNC Park. Probably... over the legal limit, rocking out the dirty window in the snake pit.
And then we'll have to talk about it on Monday.
I concur.
We'll have to review it and see how close you were with your predictions. See if you redeem yourself from the last one, because that last one...
I agree.
It didn't go so swell.
I still owe you a burrito.
Well, you got to come to Minnesota.
I'm going to bring these in podcast for all picks to the snake pit. And when they throw out their solo cup of picks, like I did at the 40th, I'm going to throw about 200 in podcast for all picks right straight up in the snake pit so they land on everyone, and then everyone gets excited like there's a pick underneath them. And then they're going to read in podcast for all and be like, God damn it, Shane's somewhere in here.
Because everyone that, when you throw them up, everyone that's around you, you're going to know them all. Like, just here we go.
Just to see the
promotion. And then they're going to pick them up and be like, God damn it, Shane.
You know when everyone scrambles to the floor because a pick fell right in their general area and they're like, it's Hetfield's White Fang. It has to be. What? Damn it.
They're going to be like, look at this. They have new picks now.
Yeah. Look at this. There's a guitar pick in my pocket. Were you playing my guitar during the break?
Yeah. Were you wearing my pants and playing my guitars? Go out to the nosebleeds with a couple hundred of them. Just chuck them out over the crowd.
Should I go sit in section 905, Big Ben Roethlisberg's fan club section?
I like Big Ben.
I just totally botched that because I just realized they're not at the fucking Steelers Stadium. They're at the Pirates Stadium.
Right. And I think
we
already
asked. Big Ben never was at the park. Maybe I'll give some lucky fan my snake pit pass and I will go sit in section 905 and relive my earlier days of concert going.
It might be good karma for you in the future to do something that generous.
I want
to
be in that section where I can turn to that mother and be like, can I borrow those binoculars? I don't know if that's the Ouija or the caution.
Shane was like, you know what? I know I flew to Pittsburgh to hang out with all these people, but you know what? We'll hang out after the show. You guys go do the show. I'm going up here to thin out the oxygen a little bit.
I think that's what I'm going to do. I'm not into crowds and sophistication anymore. Why would you ever want to be in the snake pit? That's way too close.
I couldn't. It's too many people. I'm out.
I want that delay when you see the snare drum on the video screen hit, but then you don't hear the snare for another 3 seconds.
That's my favorite. It's the only way to see a concert, honestly.
Perfect. You see the pyro before you actually hear the song of Fuel. Perfect timing.
Mm-hmm. It's the way to go, brother.
Give me fuel, give me fire.
And then you don't hear it anymore, and it's all gone, and well, there it was.
Was that the fill? No, that was just the stadium echo of the fill.
Yeah, he only hit the snare once.
Yeah. Lars actually went got, but what I heard was got, 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 got.
Just like metronome all over again. I think technology's had better. They just put more speakers around and make that shit like surround sound.
I think what you're referring to, they call delay towers.
Delay towers.
So you don't need to do the, hey, hey, I'm your life. That second hey you're already going to get.
Yeah, it's just natural. Get the natural stadium hey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, who wants to be in the snake pit? Overrated.
I don't. Nosebleeds is where I live.
Easier access to bathrooms, easier access to Coors Light, easier access to your $250 Eddie Munson hoodie that I'm going to buy you.
And you can sit down if your poor legs get a little bit tired.
And there's probably a cup holder.
Dude.
Why else? Yeah. I'm going to 905.
Shane's going to say, see me up here? I'm waving. Mm-hmm. I'm up here. Heidi ho, neighbor.
I'll turn my iPhone light on. I'll probably be the only one so you'll know where I'm at.
Yeah, what if you sat next to nobody? Ooh, that'd be lonely.
Well, more leg room.
More leg room. I have flip the arms up and lay down.
Air my balls out. It's going to be hot.
Oh, man. You ain't going to be able to breathe up there either.
Just think, I'll have a seat, a backrest, two armrests, two cup holders if no one's next to me. I can spread my legs apart, air them out. I won't be sweating. I won't be rubbing up against someone in the snake pit. I can take my time getting to the show so I can skip Ice Nine Kills.
Yeah.
I'm going to catch a little bit of Greta. You know I've been digging that lately.
Yeah, I've got a merch booth.
I've got a bathroom.
The cup holder says it all. He said, fuck shareholders. I got cup holders.
Yeah. If I have, you know, 9 beers at $16 a beer, that's as much as a Eddie Munson hoodie that I'm not going to buy you now.
I'm going to buy one for you now.
And think, when I FaceTime you, you'll have a better bird's eye view of the concert rather than being jammed up against a snake pit ramp.
Yeah, I'll probably be able to hear it better.
Right.
Over the FaceTime.
Mm-hmm.
You might not be able to, but I'll hear it better. So
the things that's, I do
that's
for
a win
you.
Situation.
The See, things I do win, for you. Win.
Exactly. It's a win-win situation.
Shane, why are you a mile away? Well, when Dirty Window gets played, I want this to be crisp and clear.
Yep, and it will sound perfect.
Mm-hmm.
They got those good, you know, compressors in their microphones and all that stuff.
I slam my gavel down. Purple snake bite? That's my guess.
Maybe we'll get lucky and he'll pull out the Grinch just for you.
What's Kirk been using on that? That red Tiger Wave Les Paul? Awful.
It's a great, great guitar.
Awful. Talked about a lot tonight, sir.
Yeah, now it's time for our Minnesota goodbye. So 20 minutes from now.
Mm-hmm. Have a good bachelor party, by the way.
Thank you. Have a good Pittsburgh
experience.
Just have a good pit.
A good pit.
Just a good pit.
I just wish I could text the smell of you when I walk in Larry's front door because it hits you and it hits you fucking hard. Here we are talking about Larry there. Again. Next week, we're talking about
Larry!
Only women. Hot women from Pittsburgh. Swedish bikini models and
Swedish.
Who knows what else we can fucking talk about. Let's talk about some good looking women, not Larry, Bob, and who else did we mention?
Pizzle.
Yeah, Pizzle. We've seen Pizzle enough in our lifetime. We need to talk about some hot women next week. Not 8s, not 9s, only 10s.
Pizzle's going to be writing in saying, listen, motherfucker, I'm an 11.
They see me rolling. I got my Rust-Oleum.
He just said, you don't understand. I'm a snack. I'm a fucking treat.
Mm-hmm.
What a night, man. Good combo.
I might listen to Dave Matthews Band on the flight to Pittsburgh and see if I can understand where you freaks are coming from. All 23 million of you going to a DMB show.
You'll also be thinking about that burrito that you owe me. So true. When we come, or when you come to Minnesota,
mm-hmm.
I got a Chipotle about 3 minutes from the crib.
I'll take you there. I'm not going to forget. What else do you want in your Minnesota goodbye before you head to the cabin and I head to beautiful Pittsburgh, PA?
I'm out of ideas. I'm out of ideas. Tonight, I am bushed.
Don't forget the vote. Temptation versus Vulturius.
Vulturius.
Wait. I am the right bass player.
That's the other song, not the other new song.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today.
I think they dubbed that Death Is Not the End.
Mm-hmm. Great song. That's a long that's a long song. That's
yeah, I heard
my playlist. All night. When I play that, I'm like, that's like a death magnetic length tune.
They played All Nightmare Long on Octane today.
How?
Satellite radio. And I was like, wow. I'm like, it's not often you hear that song.
Just think, Death Is Not the End could have replaced Judas Kiss on magnetic. Would have been an epic.
Yeah, but if Death Is Not the End wasn't on there, we wouldn't have All Nightmare Long and The End of the Line. Which
they would have figured it out.
I don't know if I would give up both of those songs for that one song, but to have that main riff.
And it was tuned down too.
Yeah, exactly. That song was the perfect transition.
It was.
With St. Anger sounding riffs, but then this kind of thrashier, more straightforward Metallica.
When you go back and listen to that today, it's the End of the Line tuned down. It's fucking heavy.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, okay, we're getting somewhere.
It'd be cool, like I said, to hear them do one more song, tune low, you know, having that kind of St. Anger heavy vibe, but kind of the Death Is Not the End where it's kind of the straightforward, but still just dirty riffing.
It's the beginning. I would have taken that over Judas Kiss.
They could have got some better lyrics. That was like some Lords of Summer lyrics.
Up a 45.
Oh, that's the worst.
I get you every time with that.
Because it's so bad. Because I can hear James singing that when you say that. And every time I hear that song, I'm just like, oh. I don't know why he thought that was a good idea.
It was called a working track.
Yeah, okay. They were serious, and someone in that camp said, nah.
You know, it's got to be cool to, like, put your leftover shit on Beyond Magnetic and sell a couple million copies of it.
Oh, yeah, four songs. Here we go. We're going to have an EP that goes platinum.
Four songs that were not polished and were just raw, and we made a few million off of just a little project we threw together in about an hour.
We'll take a million copies sold per song. Mm-hmm. No problem.
We should look up the stats on that.
It's not 4 million sold. It's I would be surprised if it actually was platinum, but I'm sure they sold.
I bet it's gold.
Lot. Oh yeah, without a doubt.
And not like they spend much time on the artwork. I love the artwork. Put these four M's together, put the title on, and get it out of here.
It's the best artwork they ever did.
All right, man. Have a hell of a party.
Thanks, man. Have a good weekend with all the boys and I think it's the boys and the girls, right? Yeah.
There's going to be some women there. See, we're already talking about women. A great segue into next week when we talk when I get home.
Next week's episode entitled Girls, Girls, Girls.
Mm-hmm.
No, has nothing to do with Motley Crue.
Fire up the Nikki Six motorcycle. I'm ready.
Nikki's coming to town.
Do you know his real name is Frank Ferrano?
I did.
Mm-hmm.
Frankie. Good old Frankie boy.
The more you know.
Hashtag the more you know. All right, man.
All right. I'm getting out of here. I'll see you in a week. And all the APFA alumni is going to wonder where the fuck you are again. I can't wait to bury you with that jealousy.
That's all right. They're going to meet me. It's going to be worth it. Hopefully.
One of these days. Not in Buffalo, not in Pittsburgh, probably in Shanghai or somewhere weird.
It'll be somewhere that's worth it, like Tokyo.
And then we could go play that Mario Kart in the real streets that they do every weekend in Tokyo.
Mm-hmm. Now you're talking.
Gonna learn today.
You're gonna learn today. All right, man. I'm out.
Sounds good. Have fun.
All right. See ya.
See you. Bye.
Later.
but to your friends, death is not the end. Not the end. Not the end. It's a beginning. It's all.
death is not the end. Not the end. Not the end. The beginning. Death is not the end.